Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte. You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte.
Sunday's best.
every knee shall bow and every tongue confess. Deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom. Because it's something about that name Jesus. His eyes on the sparrow, he watches over me. Best to count your blessings, that's how it's supposed to be. I remember nights that I couldn't go to sleep. Somebody gotta tell the truth, and so he chose me. This a potter's house. What up, TDJ? God is the potter, and we be the clay. Submit your life to Christ before it be too late. To God be the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
I've been down this road, and I know it's not the time to lay low. Lay low. Cause you were there for me when I was mountain high and valley low. Valley low.
Someone like him when you're living with a vision, huh? moving in the shadow of his wings.
As long as I can remember, I've always had this void in my life. This empty feeling deep, deep inside me that you can't quite shape, no matter how hard you try. It sort of consumes and eats away at you. You have great happy moments, and just when you think things are fine, surprise. The feeling always comes back. It's just a matter of time. The constant frustration to fill this void, something to ease the pain. What's the cause? Nobody knows yet. You feel the sad emptiness every single day. It leaves you feeling so empty and down, like you're missing something somehow. Something that's a big part of me, and once I have it, I'll be happy. I just need that one thing, this missing key, and once I get my hands on it, I'll be complete. Because I've tried everything, friends, education, material stuff. No matter how hard I try, it never seems to be enough. It sucks. And I know people will tell me that I just need to think more positively, or the solution to all my problems is self-love. But it's not as simple as that. Not when you've got to the point where you just feel numb. I so badly want to fill my heart with so much happiness it takes all the sadness away. My childhood was so dark and angry that I always thought in my adult life, things would change. Somehow I would no longer feel the same, and I don't. Things aren't as intense anymore, but there's no denying that this feeling is always there, and it's something I can't explain. I just wish it would go away. I always thought that when I grow up, things would be different. I just thought that things would be different. You look at other people and they always seem so happy. You know, you observe people's lives, whether that be in person, social media, TV, and it always seems to come to them so naturally. And I know that stuff can be misleading, but when you feel so empty, you can't help but look and think, why can't that be me? Because you want that. You so desperately want that. And you feel like you're doing all the right things. You know, you're hanging out with friends, talking about it, dancing to silly music. And in the moment, you feel great. You're in a good, happy place. But sooner or later, that feeling goes away. And the emptiness kicks in again. Do I sound crazy? God, I feel like I sound so crazy. I tend to feel a lot late at night. That's when I write. Sometimes I'm so overwhelmed with emotion, I just cry. And I don't know why. It makes me feel like there's something wrong with me. And it's hard to admit, so it becomes easier to lie and pretend that everything's fine. So that's what I say. I say that I'm fine. Events from my past that affect my adult life. I lash out and get down out of nowhere, and I can't explain why. It just gets so messed up in my head sometimes. Because you can't escape it, not when it's all happening in your mind. So you beat yourself up, and you beat yourself up till you feel so small. Sometimes you can be in a room full of people and still feel so alone. I can put on an act and pretend to be tough, but deep down, I never quite feel brave enough. You can feel so small in this big, big world that I feel like all I have are my words to keep my sense of control. These poems, they're like my therapy, you know? A way to release and pour out my soul in hopes that it'll make me feel better and somehow fill this empty hole. One day I'll be able to look back at everything and it won't hurt so much anymore. I'll be able to look back at what happened and not feel so sore. Because there's no cure. There's no quick way to fix it. It's just something you learn to live with. But it'll get easier. I'm sure. You are not the demons in your mind. You are not the hurt and pain you feel on the inside. That it's all temporary and that these things take time. So chin up, breathe, allow yourself to feel everything there is to feel. You're going to get through this. Give it some time and you'll heal. Thank you.
Yeah, that's right. I'm your host for Mike Nice Lyrical Forte, man, and I appreciate y'all coming through for another great Tuesday here on Mike Nice. And as always, the phone lines are open, 646-668-8072, man, and I appreciate all those who are tuned in, whether you're on blogtalkradio.com/Mike Nice or whether you're on Facebook live streaming as well as Periscope. Man, again, I appreciate you coming through. And again, the phone lines are open, 646-668-8072. If you're new to the show, feel free to come through. You can always come through and share a piece, a spoken word, a poem, a song, even comedy. If you got some jokes, man, we need those too as well. So come on through, man. The number is posted on your screen, and I'm going to give you your black facts for today. And on this day, on this day in 1784, Phyllis Wheatley, one of the first women to publish poetry, died in Boston, Massachusetts. Wheatley was born in Senegal and enslaved at the age of 8 in Boston. Her first volume, Poems on Various Subjects, Religious and Moral, was published in 1773. Although she was an African-American slave, Phyllis Wheatley was one of the best-known poets in pre-19th century America. Educated and enslaved in the household of prominent Boston commercialist John Wheatley, lionized in New England and England, and presses in both places published her poems and paraded before the New Republic's political leadership and the old empire's aristocrats. Wheatley was an abolitionist, and also she told a very illustrative testimony that blacks could be both artistic and intellectual. Her name was a household word, a word among literate colonists, and her achievements were a catalyst for those during the anti-slavery movement. And that was Phyllis Wheatley, one of the well-known poets during that time. So if you don't know Phyllis Wheatley, make sure that you check her out. And shout out to the movement with Mr. Jamie Winborn, aka the Poetic Flow Rider, who did an awesome job this weekend. I was blessed to be a part of his first production, The Movement, and it was about coming together and remembering Black history. You know, a lot of times we wait to February, the shortest month, to talk about Black history and things like that. So it was an awesome event. I appreciate sharing the stage with so many other great poets. And we had a motivational speaker there. We also had someone who did praise dance as well. So shout out to everybody that was a part of it. Shout out to Jamie Winborn for having it and allowing me to be part of it. And I know the best is yet to come. You know, we need things like that to just uplift us throughout the year, not just in February, but throughout the year when it comes to Black history. And also shout out to Elizabeth Wynn Croft as well, who does a phenomenal job at representing Black History 365. And stay tuned, man, because she has a awesome play in February. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I believe she still has parts as well for those who want to be a part of this production. If you're close to Gaston, Alabama, make sure that you reach out to her on Facebook, Elizabeth Wynn Croft, aka the Serum of Truth. Make sure that you check her out and be a part of this great production. But we're going to keep things going here on Mike Nice. Again, if you would like to come through and make the mic nice, you definitely have the opportunity to do so as well. If you have, if you want to come through and share a poem, if you want to come through and share a song, if you want to tell us about some things that are going on, if you want to start the discussion for the night, then you have the opportunity to do so right now. So come on through and make the mic nice, and we'll be right back right after this.
Hey, yeah, we're the same brothers from a long time ago. We were talking about television and doing it on the radio. What we did was to help our generation realize they got to get out there and get busy because it wasn't going to be televised. We got respect for young rappers and the way they're freewaying. But if you're going to be teaching folks things, be sure you know what you're saying. Older folks in our neighborhood got plenty of know-how. Remember, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be out there now. And I ain't coming at you with no disrespect. All I'm saying is that you well got to be correct. Because if you're going to be speaking for a whole generation, and you know enough to try and handle their education, be sure you know the real deal about past situations and ain't just repeating what you heard on a local TV station. Sometimes they tell lies and put them in a truthful disguise. But the truth is, that's why we said it wouldn't be televised. They don't know what to say to our young folks, but they know that you do. And if they really knew the truth, why would they tell you? The first sign is peace. Tell all them gun-toting young brothers that the man is glad to see us out there killing one another. We raised too much hell when they were shooting us down, so they started poisoning our minds and trying to jerk us all around. And then they tell us they got to come in and control our situation. They want half of us on dope and the other half in incarceration. If the ones they want dead ain't killed by what they instigated, they can put some dope on the brother's body and claim it was drug-related. Tell them drug-related means there don't need to be no investigation, or at least that's the way they're going to play it on the local TV station. All you 9mm brothers, give them something to think about. Tell them you heard that this is the new word. They got to work that stuff out. But somehow they feel in the wrong way with a gun in their hands. They feel in real independence, that they just pulling contracts with a man. 5 and 5 will tell you it's hopeless out there on the avenue, but if they really knew the truth, why would they tell you? And if they look at you like you're insane and they start calling you scarecrow and say you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that white folks have finally clouded your game, or worse yet, implying that you don't really know, that's the same thing they said about us a long time ago. Young rappers, one more suggestion before I get out of your way. But I appreciate the respect you give me and what you got to say. I'm saying protect your community and spread that respect around. Tell brothers and sisters they got to calm that down. Because we're terrorizing our old folks and we brought fear into our homes. And they ain't got to hang out with the senior citizens. Just tell them to leave the old folks alone. And we know who ripping off the neighborhood. Tell them that BS has got to stop. Tell them you're sorry they can't handle it out there, but they got to take the crime off the block. And if they look at you like they think you're insane, or start calling you scarecrow thinking you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you've suddenly gone lame, or that white folks have suddenly co-opted your game, or worse yet, saying that you really don't know, that's the same thing they said about me a long time ago. And if they tell folks that you finally lost your nerve, that's the same thing they said about us when we said Johannesburg. But I think you young folks need to know that things don't go both ways. You can't talk respect on every other song or just every other day. What I'm speaking on now is the raps about the women folks. On one song, she's your African queen, and on the next one, she's a joke. And you ain't said no words that I haven't heard, but that ain't no compliment. It only insults 8 people out of 10 and questions your intelligence. 4-letter words or 4-syllable words won't make you a poet. It will only magnify how shallow you are and let everybody know it. And if they look at you like they think you're insane, or they call you scarecrow thinking you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that the white folks have finally co-opted your game, or you really don't know, they said that about me a long time ago. If they finally start telling people that you lost your nerve, that's what they said about Johannesburg. You ain't insane. You have got a brain. You haven't gone lame. You have got your game. Remember, keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. We're talking about peace.
Thank you. get shenanigans. Okay. I like to give respect to Imhotep, considered by the world to be the first architect, the high priest of the sun god Ra at Heliopolis. He built the seven pyramids in Egypt, and they still exist. Poet and philosopher, a recognized genius. He diagnosed 200 different diseases. They say Hippocrates is the father of medicine, but Imhotep lived 2,000 years ahead of him. King Soundwall spread, second ruler of Kemet. He was said to have conquered Greece by Herodotus, the first ruler to believe in one god. Was Amenhotep the fourth, later known as Akhenaten King.
We are the lions, we are the fighters.
Appeal the backbone of our existence, majestical and real like Queen Candace in 322 BC. Empress of Ethiopia, who militantly reigned supreme. She was recognized as a great general. And if you tested her, it might have meant the end of you, like Alexander the Great. He told his army to wait. He peeped the style and didn't want to invade. He told his man he ain't want to risk losing to a woman up against Queen Candace. He figured he just shouldn't. Another one's Makeda. She was the queen of Sheba, the symbol of beauty, and then queen of Zinga, the Amazon queen of Matamba, West Africa. Wage war against the slave hunters coming after her, and her peoples brought respect to. Yeah, to Queen Nandi, mother of Shaka Zulu, and Queen Nefertiti, one of the first to fight for the plight and respect of a woman's equal right. Queen.
Welcome back to Mike Nice. The last track right there was by Lock, L-A-K. That's how you spell it, Lock, L-A-K. Who were the kings and queens of Africa? And the piece spot before that was by Jill Scott Heron. Make sure you check him out, man. A phenomenal piece. If you've ever heard the saying, the revolution will not be televised, that was a piece by him. And that piece that was done was called Message to the Messenger. Message to the Messenger. So I hope that y'all enjoyed those pieces there. But again, the phone lines are open. 646-668-8072. And man, if you are listening or watching me right now in Alabama, it's so imperative that a week from today that we go out and we cast our vote. You know, a lot of times we don't want to vote unless it's the president or something like that, a big office like that. These other seats, we don't a lot of times want to take the opportunity to vote. But I'm telling you, these seats for the Senate, the mayor, whatever it is, the school board, whatever it is, these seats are just as important as the president of the United States. So it's imperative. It is really imperative that we go out there and we vote and we use our voice as much as we can. So make sure you go out there and vote again. And if you're not just in Alabama, if you have an election coming up, I believe Georgia had an election today. But if you're in Alabama, I definitely want to encourage you to get out there and vote. Use your voice. You know, people died just for the right for us to have a voice to go out there and cast our vote. And to me, that's enough reason right there for me, because they wouldn't have kept something like voting away from us if it didn't make a difference. So, man, go out there, utilize your voice next Tuesday and cast your vote. I know if you are not from Alabama, I know that you have heard about the election here in Alabama with Roy Moore and Doug Jones and all of the things that have come from. And then a few weeks ago, I talked about the reason why those who have been victims of sexual abuse, rape, or anything like that, why they wait to come out. And I'm going to post that again. I'm going to make sure I post that again on my Facebook page, because I think it's just imperative that we see what's going on and know what's going on before we speak on certain issues and topics, to understand why people wait, you know, that sort of thing. So, but again, man, make sure you go out there and vote, not just when it's president, but when there's any kind of office, when people are running. Do your homework, be knowledgeable about who you're voting for, and go out there and cast your vote. Go out there and cast your vote. But again, make sure you vote next Tuesday. Again, the phone lines are open if you would like to come through and make the mic nice. And I see Mr. Ryan Turner. He always writes me on Facebook talking about Clemson. And y'all know I'm a big college football fan. And if you don't know, my Alabama Crimson Tide did make it to number 4. So we will be playing Clemson for the third time in a row, but this time it'll be for the semifinals. We've played them for it all the last 2 times, but I think it's going to be a good game. And matter of fact, if you're listening in and you're not an Alabama fan, or if you are an Alabama fan, or if you're an Ohio State fan, or whatever the case may be, if you don't think Alabama should have got in, if you think Alabama should have gotten in and the committee did the right thing, hit me up, let me know. Let's get in on the discussion. And man, somebody called in last week, and I was Ryan said that Alabama snuck in. I wouldn't say they snuck in. We got in. That's all that matter. That's all that matter. Y'all probably wish y'all would have played Ohio State after it's all said and done, but hey, you got Bama, so hey, you got to deal with us. And definitely, it's definitely gonna be a great game, I think. So especially with us getting a lot of our linebackers back and that sort of deal, I think it's gonna be a good game. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the Georgia and Oklahoma game as well. You know, I had a feeling that if Alabama got in, that there was going to be 2 SEC teams in. And I think a lot of people are more mad about that than Alabama getting in, that it's 2 SEC teams in there. So, hey, they got to deal with it, but it's all good. Make sure y'all call in 646-668-8072 and come through and talk to me. I know I see a lot of people that just watch on Facebook Live, but if you have something to say, feel free to come through and say your piece. This is a platform for you, not really a platform for me, but a platform for you to be able to utilize your voice, state your opinion, say what's on your mind, things like that. Bring discussion to the forefront and having a dialogue, have a actual discussion about different things. So again, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you utilizing this platform. So definitely call in. Feel free to call in. Also, again, if you do spoken word poetry of any kind, sing, if you dance, I think I know people on the website can't see you, but I think I could pull you up here on Facebook somehow. Comedy, if you want to get in on the discussion, if you have something to say, if you want to address something that's going on that people may or may not be aware of, if you are an artist yourself, come through here on Mike Nice. Again, the call-in number is 646-668-8072. And after this piece I'm going to play, I'm going to come back and bring you the Count Your Blessings segment for today. And hopefully we'll get some people to come through and make Mike nice as well. Feel free to do so. We actually have some callers on the line, so I'm going to hold off by playing a track. I'm going to actually just go to the phone lines. We have a caller with the last four digits of 5654. You're on the air.
Hey, it's LaKoya. How you
doing?
What's
going on? I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. I wanted to share a poem.
Okay, sounds good. Well, whenever you're ready, make the mic nice.
Okay, it's called Dynasty. I gave birth to a dynasty. Greatness and success flow from me. Beauty and riches all come from me. My bloodline tops the hierarchy. No matter what goes on around me, my kingdom will remain carefree. I'll serve and protect them diligently. They will never know travesty. I gave birth to a dynasty. Good wealth and good health passed down from me. Love, joy, peace, and spirituality are like oxygen in the lungs of my seeds. Never at a loss, full of creativity, I grace this world with divinity. From this lineage and history, many more will come forth and succeed. Caden, Amaya, Ezekiel, begin your legacy.
Now, I love that. I love that. So I take that your son inspired that piece, correct?
Yeah, I have three kids. They were all in there.
Okay, cool. Awesome. So what made you come up with that piece?
With Dynasty, well, my oldest son, his name's Caden, and when I was pregnant with him, I always wanted to call him King Caden. And so I always saw him as greater than myself, and I wanted to push him to reach that potential. So my other kids from there, they're also royalty, so I want to push them to reach that potential.
Awesome. Right. Man, I really appreciate you coming through and making the mic nice. I know before when I had Mic Nice, I wanted to hear you, so it's definitely great to hear from you, and definitely continue to write, continue to come through, and definitely look forward to hearing more from you.
Thank you.
Awesome. Do you have any other pieces that you have recorded or anything like that that maybe the listeners can check out?
I haven't recorded anything, but I am getting ready to pursue publishing a book of poetry.
Awesome.
So once I get that together, then I'll get back with you with the details so y'all can look me up.
Awesome. Definitely. Please do. We would definitely love to spotlight that here on Mike Nice.
Thank you.
And that right there was an amazing piece with LaKoya coming through, making the mic nice. Wow. A very nice piece about her family, her kids, the dynasty. Very dope piece. And if you would like to come through and make the mic nice, you also have the opportunity to do so. 646-668-8072. We also have another caller on the line with the last four digits of 2251. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Black Gladiator. I'm calling from Washington, D.C., and I have a poetry I'd like to recite tonight.
Okay, cool. And you said, what was your name again?
Black Gladiator.
Okay, man. Well, welcome to Mike Nice. And you said you're from Washington, D.C.?
Yeah.
Okay, cool deal. Well, hey, make the mic nice when you're ready.
Okay, this goes out to my cousin. I hope you're listening. I remember you posted on Facebook and liked it, that the post was about a person can love you and still cheat, just the way we love God and still sin. So I hope you're listening. He had you sprung, wrapped around his fingers like chew gum. Sponge from between his teeth, put tongue to flesh, till your body hummed melodies that your ears never heard. Played you like a music video solo. Like a child on Christmas Eve, he unwrapped you like the greatest gift. But like milk spilled on the edge of a countertop, baby, he ain't nothing to cry over. Got you claiming that all men are dogs, but maybe if you start looking for puppy love, you'll find more than those that just want a bone. Real love is more than just the excitement of exploring each other's bodies for the first time, so let me explain. If he calls you, I'll run the streets, claim to be a player, hang with the gang, and with his boys, then that ain't no man. That's a child who will never come to grips with the inability to share. I'm wondering how many times will you have to wash your sheets before you finally come clean with yourself. Admit, you're just as much giving your all to children who have no idea who they are. So you keep asking you questions that they themselves don't have the answers to, like, whose is it and what's my name? And keep promising you visions of heavenly offers. They keep promising you visions of heavenly offers you something that they themselves will never be able to give. Who told you that it was okay to let serpents slither in your garden, to let humans play in your portion of your Eden? They will never respond to your redemptions, for devils don't dance in holy water, they run from it. Stop selling your heart to consumers that will only make enough to pay you with their erections and hard lessons and heartaches and pain. And there are people out there that are still trying to find their self-esteem. And you're not designed to be a puddle of pain, a sandstorm of insanities. A catalog of confusions. You are a creature of beauty, not a thing of chaos. There are reasons that the wolves howl at the moon as the seas reach the desert sand of his body. He will never understand the essence of a womanhood. The reason you are the mountaintop of a man's blood, his legs, his back, his legs, his backbone, the repercussions of his heart, motivation, a reason to get out of bed, not to just get in one. You need someone to love you until 2 a.m. egg rolls, fully clothed, pillow to back, back to pillow, up against the wall, laughing all the way to sleep. You need someone who will make your heart sing before attempting to teach you the body of rhymes, the emotions that you yourself, the body, doesn't understand. You need a love that looks like worship, a love that will call you his church and mean it. You are meant to be a sanctuary, and I'm not saying you'll find all this tomorrow, because when you factor in the insanity of human nature, love is nothing short than a miracle. And just so you know, sin is not a failure of communication. Sin is a failure of communication, not a complete disregard to relationship. Thank you.
Wow, man. Wow. Man, that was a dope piece, man. That was definitely a dope piece, and I hope that a lot of women heard that piece, because it was very, very, very needed. Very needed. So, man, I definitely appreciate you coming through and making the mic nice. Do you have any of your poetry published or recorded?
No. I'm trying to get my poetry out there, but I do make music, and I'm on YouTube under a different name, Go Dizzy. That's G-O-D-I-Z-Z-Y. And, I go under a different name as far as rapping, but starting to switch to poetry and trying to become a political poet. That's my whole idea of switching to poetry. So,
yeah. Man, you are definitely dope. And whatever we can do here on Mike Nights, definitely let's connect sometime. Are you on Facebook as well?
Yes, I'm on Facebook.
Okay, cool deal. Well, definitely find me on Facebook, Lyrical Forte. And let's connect, man. You are definitely a dope artist, and people definitely need to hear you. And whatever we can do here on Mike Nights to make that happen, then we would like to do that, man.
Well, thank you for having me on Mike Night. You know, it's my first time, so I thank you so much. I'm definitely going to come back. So thank you so much for having me.
Man, no doubt. My pleasure. How actually did you hear about Mike Nights?
Well, I was just searching through, and I was looking for open mics today, and then I seen it on Blog Talk Radio, and I knew then I had to join.
Cool deal. Well, man, appreciate that, and definitely you're welcome every Tuesday. We do this every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, man, so definitely come through.
Will do.
Appreciate that. That right there, man, was Black Gladiator coming through with a very nice piece, man. That if you really listen to that piece and his verbiage and his wordplay, man, that was really, really dope. And man, I'm gonna definitely have to get that to play that again here on Mike Nice. That's definitely a moment here for us. That was a very good piece there. But you can still also call through, man. We've had Black Gladiator to come through from Washington, D.C., man. We also had Miss LaCoya come through from Tennessee, come through and blaze the mic as well, man. You also have the opportunity to do so as well. And when we get back, man, I'm going to do our Count Your Blessings segment. And, you know, a lot has been going on around this time. You know, a lot of things happen. There has been a lot of deaths lately as well. And it's so important to count our blessings as many times as we can. So I'm going to be back with a segment. And it's about what death taught me about life. And not necessarily me, but it's a writer that wrote this story about what death taught me about life, 5 inspirational lessons. And that's going to be our Count Your Blessings segment today. So stay tuned, man. And hey, listen to this track by Lionheart called Unfaithful.
Cool. So this poem is called Unfaithful. Back and he decided to play the red man at the traffic lights and wouldn't let her walk by, was he thinking about you? Was he thinking about you when he exchanged names, numbers, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Keek, and emails just in case the touchscreen on his BB didn't correlate the same details? Was he thinking about you when he called her that same day after you called him that same night? But he told you,
nah babe, it's too late for a phone call. I'll phone you tomorrow.
Hung up on you. Put Jodeci on in the background before he called her phone in a voice 2 octaves lower than his original tone and asked her if he can come over.
So I'm saying it's got to come and come over, yeah?
Was he thinking about you and small talk turned into what are you wearing talk? So why don't you come and see if you're a big man? Talk. Was he thinking about you when the thoughts of him having work early in the morning lurked his mind but didn't stop him from getting free night buses and a taxi to get to her house in South London when he lives at the end of the Northern Line? Was he thinking about you when she kissed him before hello grazed her lips? Or when she ripped off his belt? Or was he too preoccupied by the sensation that he felt? Tell me, was he thinking about you when she said, should we use a condom? Was he thinking about you when he thought that was a rhetorical question? And since he's using his head, it would prefer to feel before he learns his lesson. Tell me, was he thinking about you when he thought to play music because her son was sleeping in the other room? Or when he played a slow jam that just happened to be your favorite tune? Or when he smelled the same perfume on her that's always on you? Tell me, was he thinking about you when he kissed her? Huh? When he bit her bottom lip? When he grabbed the back of her neck, when he spread her thighs, staring into her eyes, when he felt the tip, go inside and saw a Bible on the bedside before it must be a coincidence, and she was coincidentally screaming God's name. Was he thinking about you when he came inside, or was he? Was he thinking about you when he kissed her forehead and said, baby, don't move, I want to sleep knowing that I'm inside you? Was he thinking about you then? Huh? Was he? Was he thinking about you? Was he thinking about you? I haven't met you yet, and I haven't stopped thinking about you.
Whoa, Welcome back to Mike Nice. Yeah, that's right. I'm your host for Mike Nice, Lyrical Forte. And you still have time to come through if you like to come through and make the Mike Nice. We've had LaCoya to come through as well as Black Gladiator come through and make the Mike Nice. And you still have an opportunity to do so as well. But for our Count Your Blessings segment today, man, I came on this article and I think that it would be, I thought that it would be very fitting for what's been going on lately. There's been a lot of deaths lately. There usually is a lot of deaths around this time for various reasons. But we also think about our loved ones around this time because of the holidays and things like that. So I thought that it would be very fitting to have this on our Count Your Blessings segment, something that we started last week. You know, just again, counting your blessings, just being thankful for what we have, thankful for the positions that we're in, because, you know, it could always be worse. And I found this article, and it's on HuffingtonPost.com. You also know it by HuffPost. That's just a short version of it. But there's this blog by Joyce Martyr, and she writes, "What Death Taught Me About Life, Five Inspirational Lessons." And it goes like this. "It was 3 a.m. when I woke up and opened my eyes and it felt like my body had been hit by a Mack truck. I was in the guest bedroom at my parents' home in Ohio. As I became conscious, I recalled the previous day's unseemly events, selecting a casket, shopping for a black suit for my mother, and a surreal slew of other revolting tasks my sister and I completed with robotic formality as silence screamed, reverberated through my 28-year-old mind. Then I remembered. My father had died following a routine surgery. My body ached with sadness from head to toe as I got up to go to my father's moonlight den. I picked up a paper and pen with my hands and I was filled with grief. And I began to write his eulogy. Tears streamed down my face as the words flowed out of my heart and through the pen until the paper was filled. I wrote the eulogy from beginning to end without changing a word. In retrospect, I believe this is because in my grief-stricken state, I was stripped down to the most vulnerable and authentic self. The message I wanted to deliver was easily assessed from my soul and downloaded to the paper. At the funeral, I heard the click-clack of my heels on the stone floor, and I walked alone to the altar and up to the podium, relieved. I was standing when I feared I would crumble. As I recited the eulogy, I heard a somber strength in my voice, and I looked into the mass of saddened faces. When I finished, I returned to my seat where my husband hugged me, and my mother and three siblings thanked me through the matching sets of blue-gray eyes, all overflowing with tears. Beautiful, Joyce. I recall the priest saying after taking a long pause, he noted that while my father had achieved a Harvard MBA and an impressive career as a corporate executive, I had mentioned none of that. The things I had mentioned included things about who he was as a man and as a father, things that mattered to me. For example, my father was masterful at packing the truck of our car for our annual family vacation to Cape Cod. He meticulously arranged the luggage for all six of us, ensuring that there still would be room for board games and a volleyball for us to play with together. My dad told me I could be whatever I wanted to be. He asked me often if I was happy because that was important to him. He almost always said yes to playing cards with his children or grandchildren. We had to put up with his corny jokes and bad puns, but he would play. Those who knew him best thanked me for capturing his essence. Others thanked me for reminding them of what is important and inspiring them to be better. For me, the eulogy experience was a critical beginning to my grief process, one that continues to ebb and flow in different ways many moons later. Since then, I have lost others whom I have loved deeply. Most paramountly, my mother passed away when I was 36. She had a brain tumor and died 7 weeks after diagnosis. My children were small, and I watched her deteriorate from living a life as an involved grandmother to unable to walk or speak to death, all in under 6 months. I experienced complicated grief for months, if not more than a year after her death. A year ago, I lost my friend Carrie to breast cancer. It was powerful, powerfully heartbreaking, and high honor to be a part of a circle of women who was entrusted to process her feelings about her impending death to establish a plan to support her husband and kids following her passing. I was asked to give her daughter advice about love and relationships. Most regrettably, I've also supported friends who have endured unimaginable losses, one who buried their infant and who buried one adult child. There are no words. Through my personal experiences and love and loss, and through 20 years of counseling countless clients through theirs, I have learned the following truths. Number one, life is truly a gift. We're probably all guilty of times of viewing times as an obstacle we need to hunker down and get through, e.g., isn't it the end of a work day yet? I just need to get through this year. Faith reminds us that life is precious, temporary, and not to be taken for granted or begrudged. A daily practice of gratitude, such as a meditation, affirmation, or a journal entry, is a great way to stay positive and aligned with the awareness of the awesome gift of life. Number two, you are not your resume. While your academic and career accomplishments bring knowledge and experiences, it is our choices that define our character and bring wisdom. When somebody one day gives your eulogy, it is doubtful your GPA or workplace title will be cited. What will be remembered is how you made people feel. So be mindful of being present in your relationships and be your best self. Three, your present moment is where life occurs. We all ruminate about the past and worry about the future. Death reminds us that we have for certain is right now, and recalibrate our values. Don't waste your life second-guessing your past or waiting to live your life. Live life passionately and fearlessly. Remember last week, we talked about getting over the fear of failure. But it also goes on to say, live today and every day to the fullest. Brilliant, magnificently. Laugh without abandonment. Even in the last weeks of my mother's life and my sister's, I experienced moments with her where we were overcome by fits of hysterical laughter together. I'm grateful we seized those precious opportunities for connection and hold those memories close to our heart. Number four, loss can bring unexpected and enormous blessings. Hardships are opportunities for growth. Unimaginable losses are openings for the soul to receive healing love from new sources. In my practice and in my own journey, I have been awed and inspired by the resiliency of human spirit. You never know how strong you are until you endure the unendurable. Oh, man, let me repeat that. You never know how strong you are until you endure the unendurable. While it may be impossible to understand our losses, I believe all people come in our lives for a reason. Setting our lives on the correct trajectory for our psycho-spiritual development. Notice the blessings you have received from your losses and be grateful for the ways those experiences carved wisdom and depth into your being. Number five, love is the currency of life. In our culture, we place far too much value on achievement, money, possessions, and beauty. Love is what matters and what is remembered. It is love that connects us and one another, connects us to one another, to the world around us, and life beyond. Forgive quickly, kiss slowly, love truly, laugh uncontrollably. And that quote was by James Dean. And I'm going to share this on Facebook as well. And that was our Count Your Blessings segment for today. And I hope that you could take something away from it, from that. I know I have. And, you know, just again, it's a reminder that we definitely have to count our blessings. And even when things don't always look good, it's so important to look at what we can get out of those moments. So definitely hope that you are able to take something from that. And we'll be right back, man. Again, if you would like to comment on that, on the Count Your Blessings segment or whatever the case may be, if you would like to make the mic nice, you also have the opportunity to do so as well. But we'll be right back. And hey, know that it's working for your good.
For favor, this is my season. need somebody to prophesy with your body language. Just say, what you say? God is leaning in my direction. Don't prophesy. I said he's leaning. In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you waiting on me to say it. You gotta say it. Say it.
He's leaning
in my direction.
In my direction.
Cause this is my seed for grace, for favor. Yeah. This is my seed. Come on, y'all. Will you raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground. Come on, open your...
When I rewind, replay all the things that made me who I am today. The good and the bad, the good and the bad. When I rewind, when I rewind, when I rewind.
I grew up in that goose, 315, shorty, that's my roots. Northside, ride around with my crew. Northside, ride around with my crew. Before I had the red Lancer with the beat in it. Had a Mosh bike and hit the streets with it. Ride anywhere, I go deep with it. Had pegs for shorty, 1 week visit. That's the backseat. Man, I feel like last week, my first rhyme at a rap beat. It was Wu-Tang, victory. Rapping been my passion since my best friend got that cool. Edit laid vocals on that computer mic with an E-machine, became a fool. When it took 200 from Christmas, made myself a wish list. Build a studio, that's my mission. I ain't quitting till it's finished. Studio time too much to buy, so instead I DIY'd it. All them clothes came out my closet, cause my mic had to go inside it. Yeah, if there's a way, then you know I'll find it. Passion drove me to go all night and I lost sleep, but I know I'll find it when I'm six deep and it go all silent. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm driven. I got fuel for the journey. Let me start at the beginning.
When
boy,
I rewind, yeah. Replay all the things that made me who I am today. The good and the bad, the good and the bad. When I rewind,
I moved down to Manhattan after high school for this rapping. I had plans to make it happen with my passion and this talent. So I went to CCNY. I got rejected on the first try for the program that I aimed for. Could have gave up, said I said,
give me some more.
I was so far from home and everything that I know. But I got grown in that time alone and my faith became my own. I was heading out to Queens to see my favorite rapper, Ambassador. Gave him a CD, hope he called me after. He took my Bible and he autographed it, bro. Represent him well on inside it. Now I write the same thing when I'm signing. That's rewinding, even though he never called me back. 4 years later, I was on the track. I got no time for DJ Official. Now look at the tours I played with you, huh? That's insane. Just a few years, everything changed. Now I'm on planes, going out playing for kids that were just like me, in the cut like me, trying to make everybody hit a jump like me. Finally hearing people tell them shut up like me. But it ain't about me. Look what God did without him, what I'd be.
The good and the bad. When I rewind,
you're beautiful. But she had never heard those words, so her reaction to that phrase was as though those words were absurd. And again, I say, you're beautiful. And though she was the only one there, she turns back to stare at this fictitious figure to figure out who I was talking to. She looks back at me. I say, I'm talking to you. She says, you must have me mistaken for someone else because beautiful has never been my name, nor does it describe anything about me. I tell her, I call it like I see it. She says, you need to check your eyesight or maybe the sun is too bright. I tell her that it's her own light that radiates from within, and if I could, I would lend her my own eyes so she can see through her own disguise and be mesmerized by where her beauty lives and to see how virtuous of a woman she really is. She says, beauty doesn't live here anymore, nor does it ever come to visit, never stops by, never says hi, and if it did, then I've missed it. I tell her that beauty lives further than skin deep street, but it takes permanent root in your soul. From your heart through your pores, it grows. It is what makes you dance on the tip of your toes. It is what warms your bones when you're colder than the month of December. Shiver me timber, your beauty has not gone, but it has only become tender, like your heart, delicate. Flashbacks of your past reminds you that society's images of you won't last. They're like fads, and to yourself, you've become negligent. You don't see that you're royalty, you're a queen fit only for a king. But society paints you pictures of bittersweet nothings and fills you up with hopelessness to gas up your dreams. Society's fairy tales are more like nightmares. Now young ladies throw themselves at guys like pennies that are thrown in the wishing wells, and you wish it well. But without wind, the sailboat won't sail. Just like relations without the ship won't prevail. But if you keep treating yourself like a penny, you will ultimately become a dime a dozen instead of something special like you were born to be. See, your beauty doesn't lie in your makeup that makes you look made up. Matte concealer can't mask your inner. Real guys like it when you can keep it simple. With your foundations, you cover, girl, but with your short skirts, you flirt and you don't cover, girl. Your beauty grows from the soles of your feet to the top of your head like a flower that grows through the cracks of concrete. She looks up to me, one tear rolling down her cheek. And then she jumps into my arms and holds me tight as if she just clinched to every word she heard. See, we forget that we're able to speak life into someone who's dying inside. And what hurts me the most is that she's not the only girl that doesn't know the true beauty of her worth. And so into the ugliness of the world they search. They search for a void so they avoid their purpose. Never settle for less and know that you are worth it. You are beautiful. You are beautiful. You are beautiful. And don't you ever forget that.
It seems like we're the only ones that come with nicknames, and even our real names are nicknames that don't reflect from which we came. We are bilingual. We speak English and we speak bang, bang. So every shot that rang is a sign of endearment and an expression of pain. And though we ought to be ashamed, shame don't come round here. Only blame come round here. We got so much heart round here. Our hearts beat black drums when blue and white beat black boys round here. Round here. Round here you can hear echoes from the ghettos as the streets remain hollow from the absence of fathers. But no worries though. Media replaces our fathers with Chief Keef and Soulja Boy. Yes, the world is on your shoulders, boy, and you bet not drop it. Round here, we were taught that our savior has blue eyes and our roots started with slavery, and you expect us to be kings round here. Drug dealers are our only visible heroes round here. We can live, have our music loud and not die round here, Jordan Davis. We can wear our hoodies, eat our Skittles and not die round here, Trayvon Martin. You take away our history, you take away our soul, you take away our fathers, you take away our jobs, you take away our food, and what we gonna do? We gonna celebrate over soul food round here. You see, we improvise round here. We emperors round here. Black buying power will soon be $1.1 trillion. And just imagine if we invested that round here. We would go back to ancient Africa round here. We wouldn't feel the need to kill to survive round here. If we stopped trying to fit into the America's dream, it would become America's nightmare round here. Round here. Black boys, round here. It seems like we're the only ones that come with nicknames. And even our real names are nicknames that don't reflect from which we came. We are bilingual. We speak English and we speak bang, bang. So before you pass blame, I dare for you to come round here and see how black boys are treated round here. It ain't easy round here. I'm not making excuses, but it ain't easy round here. Black boys. Black boys round here.
And thank you for another great Thursday here on Mike Nights. As always, man, we're here every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, we're here every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, bringing you a variety of programming from spoken word music, conscious topics, conscious music, bringing you a variety of topics and discussions, our Count Your Blessings segment, as well as Black Facts. And hey, we want you to utilize this platform. So if you know someone that can be blessed by this platform, that can help them, they can utilize this platform, well, hey, make sure you send them our way. Again, it's every Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/Mike Nice, or you can always call in to just listen and or share. If you want to listen, you will just press the 1 button when the operator cues you. So you can actually save this number in your phone if you would like. 646-668-8072. Again, it's 646-668-8072. 8072. And man, we would love to have you here on the Mike Nice to make the mic nice. If you have any events coming up or anything that you want to let us know, if you are a up and coming artist, if you are a published artist, a recorded artist, whatever the case may be, here's the platform for you. But as always, man, we want to send you out with some uplifting quotes. Either the day will run you, or you run the day. Your mind is a powerful thing. When you fill it with positive thoughts, your life will begin to change. Remember, you are never alone. Never forget that you are loved. Never doubt that you are someone and that someone truly cares about you. Maybe every day may not be good, but there is some good in every day. A diamond is merely a lump of coal that did well under pressure, and so are you. I want to be the reason you look down at your phone. Never mind. Let someone be the reason you look down at your phone and smile. Someday, everything will make perfect sense. But for now, laugh at the confusion, smile through your tears, and keep reminding yourself that everything happens for a reason. And I hope that you are not only encouraged for today, but be encouraged throughout the entirety of this week. And hey, we'll see you on the radio.
And I know that he's the reason that I'm standing here.
Jesus.